climate change and rising sea levels are threatening remote Alaska villages. And they're also hitting other low-lying places around the world, from Bangladesh to the Pacific Islands. Local leaders from all these places are gathering at an Indigenous Peoples Conference in Girdwood this week. They're going to tell stories, network, and agree on shared principles to guide their advocacy work. Pelanice Alofa is one of the participants. She's from Kiribati in the Pacific Islands, and she told Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk that her country of tiny islands is extremely vulnerable to climate change.
Kiribati is very low. The highest is like 3 meters above sea level. That's our highest point on the land. And we have so much water, oceans. So our vulnerability comes from the sea level rise that is causing coastal erosions and taking away our lands and water problems, because we have a very low length and it can get contaminated very quickly. And if water comes in from the ocean into our wells, then we have a whole lot of water supplies contaminated by sea.
Do you have any stories yourself of things that you've seen?
We've been to some places where people have been relocated. And I've been to a family, like the whole land got washed up by sea. Like one day, the water just came up, washed over their whole land, and then you cannot get that water out. You know, you cannot pump it out. It just flooded the whole plantation that they have and where their home was situated. So they moved. When I went to this village or to this family, they were not there. I was looking around for them. Where are these people here? I only see the left or what remains of their homes, but people were no longer there. I asked and they said they've gone to stay with their extended families. So there are internal migration or displacement of people.
Not everyone in Kiribati thinks that climate change is something that we can stop, or some people think that, like, God should be stopping climate change.
When we first started working on climate change, there were some people that felt that way, especially the religious leaders. They've all changed today. Because it's more than 10 years we've been working on climate change, and they've seen it. They've seen what's happening right at the community level. And when you are in your office and you don't go out there and see what's happening, then you can continue to talk like that. But because we've been working with them and we've been showing them and we've been taking them to where we were working with our communities, and then they couldn't say it's not real. They've changed.
What kinds of things are you hoping to learn from this conference here in Alaska?
If I return home, I want to share the stories about the people here, how they were able to adapt to the impacts that they have and the challenges that they have. I want to take that. But at the same time, I want to share my stories, how we are facing the challenges that we have. If we come up with the solutions here, and I know we will come up with solutions while we're here, that's the one I'm going to be taking home, and I do not know yet. We've just started.
Pelanice Alofa is participating in an Indigenous Peoples Conference in Girdwood this week. She spoke with Nat Herz from Alaska's Energy Desk.